True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what I discovered the other day?
What's that?
I know, you know when you're reading... Back in the day when you had albums and credits on albums and also credits on CDs and tapes.
Yeah.
I remember reading the credit to this song and seeing that I think Janet Jackson sang backup in this song and LaToya Jackson sang backup in this song.
But they muted her mic. Oh, sorry.
That is so wrong. But the girl from, I think Natalie... from Facts of Life, sang backup in the song.
Really?
Yes. And if you look at the PYT pictures, the photos, with all the cast from all the people that are part of the song, and you look closely, she's in the picture. That's Joe, you, do you do that? Did you know that fact, Joe? I saw you shaking your head. You didn't. All right.
Until you told me.
Yeah. She sang backup in this song.
Why didn't they have Tootie in there? Because that's the one I want to see.
Tootie's in the picture, but she didn't sing backup.
Did Quincy Jones write that?
I know he produced it. I don't know if he wrote it or not.
Mindy
Kahn. She sings backup in PYT.
It's so funny you bring up Facts of Life. Not Full House. I know that was one of your favorite shows for years. But Facts of Life. And looking at Edna.
Girls, girls, girls.
Quincy Jones and James Ingram
co-wrote the song.
Yeah,
just looked it up.
James Ingram was a bad boy, very underrated R&B singer. Just Once and what else did he had another good one, but Just Once was real popular.
Yeah, that's all he had was Just One.
Yeah, that's it. That was nobody else. AFC pecking order, Ed. Who do you have in that? Who's your number one team in the AFC?
The Ravens, for sure. How far you want me to go?
Yeah, number two. We'll go top five. Number two.
Okay.
Because nobody else outside of that matters.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I'd say the Ravens number one. Uh-huh. I'd say the Bill. I'm going to the Bills number two. The Chiefs number three. The Chargers number four and the Steelers number five.
Okay. Jeremy?
Man, like, all right. So
you said Steelers number five?
Yeah.
Okay.
I start off with the Ravens. I would go Bills second. And I'm one of those people that's waiting for the demise of the Chiefs, even though it's like, I don't think I can get away from myself with this. but yeah, I would put the Bills second, Chiefs third. And by the way, I think these three teams are very, well, I should say those two teams are very close because I don't think one's interchangeable. I think the Ravens are far and away the best team. That's where it gets tricky after that because I don't know where to go. I agree. Like, I'd like to put the Chargers in there. I'd like to put Cincinnati in there. I don't trust their defense. Houston's another team where it's like they're the best in their division, at least in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But what does that really mean? They're not one of the best teams in the AFC. Really? So, I mean, I'm giving you a top three and then telling you pick whoever the hell else you want because I think in the AFC Championship, two of those three teams are going to be there.
He made me pick five.
Okay. Then I'll take Cincinnati and the Chargers.
There you go.
Even though I hate Cincinnati's defense.
I'm going with this. I'm going Ravens 1. I'm going Chiefs 2. Mm-hmm. I'm going Bills 3. Chargers 4. I go Broncos 5. I think Broncos going to be really good this year.
A lot of people think that. Yep.
I don't believe in the Bills to be the number two team. Although, like Jeremy said, the distance between the Bills and the Chiefs, I think the gap between the Ravens and the Chiefs is bigger than the gap between the Chiefs and the Bills.
Me too.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
And I don't think it's ridiculous for anybody to say they're number two, the Bills. I don't have them as number two.
To support Rob's argument a little bit more, how much did the Chiefs lose in the offseason? Not a lot, right?
Yeah.
They got healthier. They did lose Rashee Rice for the stupid thing and some of the other guys.
But he's going to be back.
Yeah. You'll have him at some point. Xavier Worthy's healthy now. So your team looks better, right? Travis Kelce lost a ton of weight. We'll have to see what he looks like. See if that's a good thing or bad thing.
He didn't have a great year either.
Oh, yeah. One of his worst years. Yeah.
But he's coming back.
But my point is, like, who had the best record in the AFC last year?
Chiefs, 15-2.
Who went to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And like, it's ironic that you get in this and everybody wants to crown somebody else. It's what we talk about. There's fatigue when it comes to these teams and seeing the same thing over and over again, unless it's your favorite team, your favorite player.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What are you chuckling about over there? Are you in the rabbit hole again?
Yes, because I know Kelce had a down year last year. 97 catches, 823 yards.
Yeah,
it's a like down year for him.
He's done.
It's like the Chiefs offense had a down year. Go compare it to other teams that aren't, you know, like, if you compare it to the old Chief teams, you're like, oh my God, they were really bad.
He only had 3 touchdowns. That is unusual for him.
Yeah. But see, let me ask you this, Ed. Mm-hmm. If he's still that guy this year, is that guy still good enough?
Yes. Oh, sorry, it's Ed's.
Yes. So that's what I mean. So even if that's who the new Travis Kelce is, that's still really good. Mm-hmm. He can still help him win. That's not like, oh my God, they're done. Let's go to Ellicott City and get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas? What's good morning.
Good morning.
Friday, man. We're getting ready to go into the weekend with a fresh start to the new season. And I just wanted to share my score with y'all. But 27-17 Ravens. Belt the ass, fellas. I hope y'all have a great weekend.
All right. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:30. But on the other side, Jeremy Connors, the Daily Line.
We got a couple of things we're going to do with the Daily Line. We're going to talk about football. And speaking of that, stream your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with the one-week matchup between Detroit and Green Bay, starting at just $30 for your first year, $250 per month. You can't beat it. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL and get started today. So we're going to do that. We'll talk football. I got NFL plays. I got college football plays. I got baseball plays. Went 4-1 last night. It was a really nice night. I'll tell you what I got when we come back.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Y'all don't want me giving you your picks. I will give you your picks. Let's see, we going, hey, what picks you want to give these people? Let's go with the first game. I got the under and the Eagles Cowboys. You think? What say you, Ed? The under Eagles Cowboys?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Let's go with that. I got Jalen Carter. Go ahead.
They're going to score 3 points in the second half.
I got Jalen Carter getting ejected before the first play from scrimmage.
I think it has something to do with body fluids.
You do?
Yes.
Man.
I didn't even get the pee.
No, not that body fluid.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about me. I come back late for my own segment. It's like I'm always just sitting here. I never go anywhere. Now I'm late. I was like, man, I really got to pee. Walk down the hall. Vinny goes, hey, Jeremy. Next thing I know, I'm like, oh.
I gave him the lock of the week, the under and Eagles Cowboys.
Oh, man. Well, that's what we had last night. So feel fortunate. Very lucky to get that. I do want to tell people now's the time to call in for Adam Sandler tickets. 410-583-1057. We'll do that first. Two tickets to Adam Sandler, September 13th. CFG Bank Arena, courtesy of Live Nation. And I really feel like with the thunder delay, rain delay, whatever you want to call it, it really kind of sapped the offense. Because if you look at the game, it's a tale of two halves. Like, nothing happened in the second half except punt, 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 stop on downs, which is a turnover. Turnover on downs. And what? The field goal.
That thunder and lightning was a godsend. You know why?
Why?
Gave me a reason to go sleep. Yeah. I say, click. Turn the TV off, went to sleep.
So fair enough, last night was one of those fun nights, and it doesn't happen often where you're watching a game, okay, the delay comes in, and it's like, well, I don't know when this is going to end. I can't stay up and keep watching it. So you go to bed, and you're looking at the score going, well, I lost this damn game. I got no shot at winning it. And then you wake up and find out they ain't doing anything in the second half, and you won. So it was a good feeling. I did go 4-1 yesterday. I hit on the prop play that we talked about with Paul Skeens and what he had averaged against the Dodgers. His strikeouts were 8, 8, 9. His prop yesterday was 6.5. He got over that, I think, in the fifth inning. But we hit on some other plays. We talked about the Yankees. We, you know, kind of got into a couple other spots that were just really, really good. When you looked at yesterday's slate, as far as baseball went, there wasn't much. Hit the WNBA game, called the Vegas outright winner as they are looking to kind of make that push for the playoffs and get better seating. That being said, there's everything going on today. So let me just jump into it. And I know people like to hear my thoughts on the weekend, so I'll try to run through it as quickly as I can. Let me start off with MLB weather. Cubs over. Amazing spot. 220 game. Winds blowing out 12 to 13 miles an hour. We got two pitchers that put runners on at 1.5. You know, their whip's right around 1.5. So I hate saying you put on 1.5 base runners, which I know is impossible. But you put on 3 runners every 2 innings. How about that? And with the wind blowing out, that's how you have big innings. Somebody hits a fly ball that should be a fly out in any stadium, and the wind picks it up and just takes it out. And I think the over is a great play here. Same thing with Cincinnati. The Reds over. Very humid, wind's blowing out, and you get people are going to look at it and go, Andrew Abbott's been amazing. Okay, I'll take my shot on him because I've been waiting for a chance to attack this guy because he's been unbelievably lucky. But maybe you get to some point where you go, maybe he's making his own luck. But this is one of those spots where it's like, yeah, if he's giving up some fly balls, they're going to leave the Great American Small Park. So I think the Reds over looks great. Pirates over, another weather spot. This is where it's leaning. Yankees over, Cardinals over. So Cardinals under, excuse me. Now, where do we want to go with this? Because as I said, Cubs and Nats over, Mets and Reds over. I think the Rays over looks interesting today. Getting to the NFL, I like the Chiefs and Chargers to go over the total. I know I'm sounding like a broken record with over.
Over and over.
I like the under in the Maryland game. I think we see the defenses show out and the offenses struggle a little bit, as I talked earlier. Northern Illinois is implementing a new offensive coordinator, and they're trying to go to more of a spread offense than your typical pro style, which I got news for you. Spread offenses are pro style now. And they did not look good against Holy Cross. They needed to come back in the second half to beat them. I think this is going to be a slow plotting game where the Terps win. It's never in doubt, but it's not necessarily pretty. Also, Seattle and Atlanta to go under. That's the best pitching matchup of the day, in my opinion. That is Logan Gilbert going up against Chris Sale. So that looks interesting. I think Kevin Gausman's strikeouts look good. In his career, he's averaged right around six strikeouts against the Yankees. And this Yankee team strikes out more than most Yankee teams I've seen. Like, this
they're
is
strike a lot. Yeah,
yeah, it's just, it's like I told you, Framber Valdez mm-hmm. got beat up the other day in Houston. He had six strikeouts through three innings.
Mm-hmm.
So I think his prop is really good. And interesting when they check tonight. I do like Vlad to go over two bases in that game. I think Eduardo Rodriguez is interesting. He sucks now. I mean, everybody hits him. He's going up against his former team, the Red Sox. Red Sox with a lot of lefties in the lineup. His prop for K's is 4.5. I'm going to take a chance on it, man. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on... Sorry. I'm going to take a chance on Eduardo Rodriguez to go over his K prop. And I got to get something from this Cubs game. I'm going to take Michael Bush over 1.5 bases. He's minus 130. It looks favorable. WNBA, Chicago, and Indy. I like it to go over 161.5. Indy needs to win this game for playoff position, right, as they're battling with the Sparks. That season's almost over. It's kind of weird that...
I think two more games, yeah. One more game.
Yep, with that. So, and again, just talking about this weekend, if I can briefly, Saturday and Sunday, so many games to look at. I've already told you, I've given out a couple. Baylor, I like. As we start to look at some of the other games that are coming up Saturday, it's not a great slate. I like the West Virginia game to go over. And then... You know, I think I'm going to end up on Kentucky against Ole Miss. I think I'm going to end up on... I haven't, like, fully handicapped all this, so I don't know that these are games that I'm going to be on.
You like Kentucky with Ole Miss? Or?
I like Kentucky getting the points.
The points, okay.
They were getting 10, and it's already down to 8.5. So, as the line's starting to move, all the money's coming in on Ole Miss. Kentucky's a tough team when they're at home.
Always tough.
Yeah.
They've always been that way.
And I think I might take Duke this weekend. I know what Lee said with Illinois, but these are the spots as a contrarian you love to see. It's a top 25 team that's going on the road. You like it when the top 25 team's an underdog because it tells you about that. And everybody goes, oh, my God, we got a top 25 team, which, by the way, is voted on. They're in the top 25 and they're getting points. Yeah, there's a reason why, because they don't belong in a damn top 25. But I'm not saying that about Illinois, but it's a spot where you get a home underdog. I think you got to like that. On Sunday, man, I'm telling you, there's so many interesting spots. You got to look at some of these home dogs. I think Indy is a great play, and I know everybody's going to be on the Dolphins. I love the Ravens. I've said this before. An underdog as they are now, and granted it's 1 point. Maybe you've seen them as a favorite or some sort of pick minus one. I think they win by double digits. I think the Carolina game's high scoring, and I think Carolina keeps it close and possibly wins outright. And there were a couple other spots. Like, I think there's some real good, like, stay-away spots where it's like that Houston-LA game. I don't mm-hmm. want anything to do with it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm staying away from Vegas and New England primarily because I believe what Rob was saying earlier, that I see Vegas pulling an upset here. There's so much money coming in on New England, and everybody's hyping them up. I feel like it's a bit much this early in the season. But I don't want to trust Vegas. I don't like
we did. We both took Vegas.
I took the Patriots to win the game, but the more and more I think about it, I kind of see it the way you
it's
guys
It's funny
do.
When you said I don't want to trust Vegas, I'm thinking you're talking about the betting, the gambling
no.
people.
No, the Raiders. But the one thing I will say about Sunday with the home underdogs, we talked about the Jets and Steelers. I like this spot for the Jets. We usually don't see like this double revenge where both quarterbacks are going up against their former team. Like it was almost like they were traded for each other. The Jets have really bought into what Aaron Glenn's doing. I'm not telling you the Steelers are a bad team. I think in a home opener at all that excitement that's around there, the crowd base, the fan base will be in it. The crowd's going to be great. And then you look at the one thing that can happen is somebody comes in and goes, pops that balloon. It's, and then all of a sudden the air goes out of the stadium.
I thought you were saying somebody spit on somebody.
No, not yet. I think the Jets win that game.
Oh,
so
why?
It's yeah. going to be interesting. And again, like one of the other ones we talked about too is Cleveland always plays Cincy tough. I know everybody wants to take the Bengals, but they can't stop the run. If you're playing daily fantasy, I think you should have Jerome Ford in your lineup. He's going to be cheap and he's going to run all over the Bengals. I like him to go over his props as well. So there you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Joe LaCroix's Encore 945. But on the other side, WJZ, Rick Ritter joins us up next on The Fan. 9:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from WJZ TV. He's the anchor, courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline. He is Rick Ritter. Good morning to you, Rick.
My guys, good morning. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Great to have you back. Been looking forward to this. I mean, I love Fridays, you and Preston, and, you know, just we get into our normal routine. Now, before we go Ravens, you know I got to ask you about last night.
Oh, yeah, I know what's coming.
I want your reaction when you saw Jalen Carter.
I mean, what else can you say other than it's horrible? Like, there's no excuse for it whatsoever. There's no place in football for that. You got kids watching the game, kids with their families. You're supposed to be a role model. You're supposed to be a defensive leader. You literally are the anchor of that defensive unit, arguably the best defensive lineman in football, and that's what you do. Now, here's the thing. Of course, a couple hours later, the Dak video comes out. There's no doubt in my mind that Dak provoked it. I've never been in a huddle with your lineman facing you where you spit through your lineman. That does not happen, okay? But at the end of the day, you're taught from high school up. The second guy always gets caught. The guy who responds, Jalen Carter, if he responded, and that's what happened, he got caught. It was a bonehead move, and I'll tell you what, it almost cost them the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. It just, yeah, the Cowboys fans are claiming moral victory, and one of the Eagles fans are claiming, you know, moral defeat.
And Dak claimed something yesterday that he spits like 100 times a game, and it's not uncommon for him to do that, but believe what you want to believe, obviously, you know.
But when you look at the video, it's just anybody who's ever been in a football huddle, I have never seen a quarterback deliberately spit through two of his linemen, hoping that he's going to miss them, just to get spit on the ground. You would turn around and spit, you would put your head down. It just, it doesn't add up to me. Not excusing at all Jalen's behavior. Horrible. Can't do it. He'll be lucky if he doesn't get suspended for a game. But that changed the entirety of everything. When you lose your best defensive player like that, literally 30 seconds before the first snap of the game, there is no adjusting. You have to wait until halftime, which you saw. Finally, they were able to make some adjustments then, figure out how they were going to do it. And the second half was different. But it's just, it's such a bonehead play on Jalen Carter's part.
Yeah. Back to the Ravens now. They're facing the Bills up in Buffalo this weekend. A lot of people picking the Ravens as perhaps the best team in football this season, certainly the best in the AFC. How much do you think they're better than the Bills? Do you think they win?
Yeah, look, I like them on Sunday night. This has all the storylines you want, the bitter taste in your mouth from last year. You've been thinking about that all offseason, the way the game ended. Can this team get back to that point? Can they get over the hump? On paper, and this is coming from an Eagles fan, I think that they have the best roster in football on paper, top to bottom. They don't have an A.J. Brown on their team, but their defensive unit and the talent that they have on the offensive side, to me, it's the best in the league. Buffalo, they made some great moves in the offseason, though, as well. You look at the teams that have beat the Chiefs over the years when it matters most, the Eagles and the Bucs getting those two Super Bowl wins. They invested in the defensive line, having fresh legs to go out there, guys that you can rotate in, and consistently get pressure on the quarterback. That's why the Eagles won last year, and you look at Buffalo, they go out and they add a slew of defensive linemen on that unit, so you can have fresh legs, constantly getting after guys. So I like the moves that they made trying to get them over the hump, but I do think that the Ravens are better, and I think that they go in there. This is a statement game. This is an opportunity to set the tone for the season, put the rest of it to bed. I feel like mentally you have to get over this hump now, so you can really put it behind you. I don't want to hear the excuses anymore. You know, you talk about week one last year, you play Kansas City. Oh, but they played so good, it was a toe away. Just let's stop with the excuses. At some point, this team has to get over the hump. And we're not going to accomplish that in week one, but it's a great tone setter and a way to set off on the right foot.
Yeah, like I guess we were looking at it too with no Isaiah likely, Patrick Ricard likely out, and seeing that the way that things set up, you know, going back to it, Rob brought it up earlier, like Zay Flowers wasn't in last year's game. Do you see a big game for Zay? Because, I think, and if you look at the Bills, their secondary is banged up as well.
Yeah, their secondary is banged up. And I think that their secondary is, like, that's their weak point on the defensive side. So you talk about them investing in the trenches and on the defensive front, you know, hoping that you're going to be able to get pressure on the quarterback so your back end is not in coverage long. With Ricard being out, likely being out, a likely underrated blocker, doesn't get enough credit for that. You're going to see a ton of 12 personnel. Charlie Kohler is going to have to come in and block, so they'll have him and Andrews inside, at least when they're running the ball. But then I like Zay on anybody in that secondary. So what do? You want to get Zay comfortable early. You want to feed your best players the ball. Get him some quick three-step game. Get him feeling good early on. And I think that he'll end up having a nice game. Bateman, I think, is going to have some big catches as well. But it's McDermott's been around in this league for a long time. And you look at the last 5 years and when Buffalo and Baltimore has played, I think the Ravens are like 1-3 against Buffalo in the last five. In those three wins that Buffalo has had, the Ravens have averaged 16 points a game. They've had like 6 or 7 turnovers. There is no game planning for Lamar Jackson. But Sean McDermott and the Bills, seem to more often than not have an idea how to slow him down a little bit. So pound the ball early, stick with Derrick Henry, something you got away from last year in the postseason with him in that game in Buffalo. You do that, it's going to open things up for everybody else, especially Zay, to make some big-time plays.
Yeah, here with our big man, Rick Ritter, WJZ-TV. Rick, Jeremy brought him up. Zay Flowers, no, he did not make the playoff game last year. And I said earlier, I think this is going to be a huge game for Zay Flowers. I think Zay has a chance to make at least second-team All-Pro this year. I think that's the type of year he'll have. And I think it begins on Sunday on national television.
That's not far-fetched at all. Here's the thing. You put Zay in an offense like Kansas City where they throw the ball 35, 40 times a game, he's cracking 1,500 yards.
Yeah.
You're playing for the Ravens where it's a run-first offense and you're not going to go out there and catch 120 balls. Top to bottom, Zay is as good as any receiver in the league in terms of under 15 yards, that quick twitch, getting in and out of his cuts fast. He is so explosive. I can't say enough about this guy and just how he's continued to improve year after year. I hope he gets more opportunities this year because I think that – I don't want to say we take him for granted here, but it's like when you're in a run-first offense, you're not necessarily going to hit the ceiling of the superstar potential you have because we're not throwing the ball 40 times a game here. But he can hit that second-team All-Pro. I expect him to go over 1,000 yards this year. Zay is just – he is so good, and he is so dangerous with the ball in his hands, especially after he catches it and the yards after the catch. So let's start it off Sunday night. You know, go out there, like I said, feed your superstar the ball early, get him involved, get him feeling good. And there's no doubt in my mind that in the back of his, he's thinking about, I wasn't there for that game last year. If I was there, it would have been a different outcome. I think that he's got a little extra motivation too. And he's, hey, we know he wants the contract, so motivation is there as well from a money standpoint.
Rick, if we'll stipulate that the Ravens, Bills, Chiefs are the top three in the AFC, who's next to fill out the playoff card? Is it the Chargers? Is it the Broncos? Steelers? I mean, who do you see in the AFC that fills out, to say, the top five?
Dark horse team, I'm not even sure if they're a dark horse because I feel like a lot of people are talking about them, is Denver.
Yeah.
Denver's defense, maybe the best in the league. Sean Payton, tremendous job with that entire unit, turning them around on both sides of the football and bringing in that winning culture to Denver. I mean, I think we forget how bad things were there when he came in. Bo Nix, if he can take that jump in his second year, I mean, he is one of the best young quarterbacks in the game. That dude has a cannon of an arm. He is smart. He's poised. I think Denver's the dark horse team that it wouldn't surprise me if Denver wins the division this year. That's how highly I think about them. But also, let's not forget Cincinnati. If Cincinnati, we say the same thing at the start of the year every single season. If Cincinnati cannot start off slow and get themselves in a hole, they'll be there in the end because their offense is as dangerous as anybody. Joe Burrow, top three quarterback in the league. He's been there before. He's taken his team to the Super Bowl. The best pair of wide receivers. Cincinnati is absolutely a team that if they're in their groove and they don't start slow, they could be there coming out of the AFC when it's all said and done.
So we talked about, obviously, there are a couple of big games last night and with the Ravens, but we get Packers and Lions this weekend, Chiefs and Chargers in Brazil. What stands out to you that you really want to see? And is there any other team that you're kind of curious? Like I told Rob, I'm a little bit more bullish on the Panthers this year than most. I think they're going to have a better season than what people expect. Does that mean I want to tune into them every week? No, but I am intrigued to see how they look against Jacksonville.
Yeah, the Panthers are an intriguing team. Bryce Young, and with the second-year head coach, I mean, Bryce looked a little more comfortable in that system towards the end of the year, and they started to put some points on the board there. Carolina's a team that is going to be better than people expect. I'm with you on that. Lions-Packers, great game. You know, what does Micah Parsons do to a unit that was already stellar on the defensive side of the football? Is he a guy that can take them over the hump? I know a lot of people like Green Bay. A team that nobody's really – I don't hear a lot of people talking about them are the Rams. And it's like you go out there and you add Devontae Adams, who comes into a unit now where he doesn't need to be the go-to guy because you have Puka Nacua. And Puka, on paper and in terms of stats and yards ran per route, Puka was the best wide receiver in football last year, and he didn't even play the whole season. If Matthew Stafford can stay healthy, the Rams have a strong defensive unit. They are young on the defensive line. They are fast. They play fast. The Rams are a team that can come out of the NFC. And let's not forget that the Rams – should have beat the Eagles last year.
And Rick, but that's the problem, though. You got a 37-year-old quarterback who has to have an epidural already to play week one. It's not that I doubt the Rams. I doubt if Stafford could stay healthy all year. And if he can't, Rams are nothing.
No, you're absolutely right. It all hinges on the health of Matthew Stafford. The epidural part this early in the season, I mean, if you're a Rams fan, you're like, you've got to be kidding me. It's whether or not he can stay healthy, but we know that dude is tough as nails. He has played through a lot of stuff. Let's hope it was all more preventative, trying to get him in the right spot. But if the first couple weeks he's on that injury report or he sits out a game, it could be a long season for L.A.
Give us a score for Ravens-Bills.
Ravens pull it out. 27-21. It's going to be a great game. MVP battle. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm such a homer now. Every year I'm like, this is the year. The Ravens are going to get over the hump. But they're just so good. If they can't do it this year, I don't even want to imagine the conversations we're going to be having at the end.
What you got going on this weekend and next week?
Purple pregame show, WJZ, 11:30, Sunday morning. Purple playbook show next week. And we're going to be starting back at Jimmy Seafood soon with Isaiah Likely. We'll be back as our host this year. So a lot of exciting stuff. And then, as always, 7 and 11 o'clock at night, your news, weather, and sports, the number one late night newscast on WJZ with me.
Hey, man, you are the man. Thanks a lot. Talk
Thanks
to you next week,
guys. Rick. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it, Jeremy. I hope you win big.
Hey, thanks, and by man. By the way, Rick, I got to meet up with you, man. I brought you one back from San Diego.
Oh, you going to a little tease as to what it is?
Oh,
no?
It's a cigar.
Yeah, she didn't fit in the trunk.
What kind, though? What kind?
Oh, it's hand rolled. What was on the label, Ed? You remember? They hand roll them.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
And I got cigars for you guys, too. So hopefully we can all get together. But I appreciate you guys having me and just excited to be back. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Are they hand rolled like the Cubans that Kramer had on Seinfeld?
The Dominicans.
No, these aren't commercial. The place that I went to, they hand roll all their own.
Yeah.
And don't sell other people.
I mean, but when you said I brought you one back for Rick, I'm going, what did he bring back for him?
Yeah, I said she didn't
fit in the trunk. I love that. She didn't fit in the trunk. I tried to put her in the suitcase. Yeah. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
My favorite thing now is they have to lock everything up. I guess there's so much shoplifting now. You go into, I was in CVS the other day.
Deodorant.
Everything.
Shampoo.
Shaving, razor blades.
Who deodorant. Steals deodorant?
A lot of people, apparently. I don't know. But the problem is now they have, you hit the, and I see this woman. She's leaning, she's there. She's working.
She's annoyed when you go over to her?
She didn't. didn't come over. So I'm waiting and waiting. I give it up. Finally, I go, hit it again. Comes over. Couldn't be more annoyed. Couldn't. I didn't lock everything up. I'm going to pay. I'm going to check myself out. All you have to do is come over and unlock the case that your company decided to lock.
She's probably thinking, listen, you can self-check out. Did they give you a key too?
Right. Yes.
Did you go collect the carts out front while you're out there?
That'll be funny. They have everything locked up. And up in a corner, they had the key hanging.
I think so. It's bad if I need deodorant. I don't need glasses. I can see you. I have other problems.
You know, can I tell you?
You go to a store. You know, instead of them telling you about the clothes, they'll tell you, "We'll leave it. Let yourself out." That's the encore for the day.
Yep, and the encore today and every day, brought to you by Lions Den. We're talking football now, but they have a lot more than balls at Lions Den. Get your off-field game covered. Seriously, you can score like you'd never scored before. Check out Lions Den. Pleasure, passion, romance, fun place. Check it out.
Score as many touchdowns as Al Bundy.
Ooh, Polk High football. 4 touchdowns in a single game.
That's right. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Ed Norris, what did you learn today?
Jalen Carter, I think, set a record for ejections. He got ejected before the first play. That's hard to do. Usually they give you a time. He was ejected at 1:25 in the third quarter. Nope. He was ejected before the game started. What an idiot. And how come, I started looking at they're not talking about that fatal, he killed 2 people after the Georgia championship and left the scene. I don't see that being talked about much. I'm surprised.
You know who else got ejected before the game?
Who?
The lineup exchange. Earl Weaver.
Did he really?
It was a doubleheader. Second game of a doubleheader. He was complaining about something in the first game. And I guess he went to the lineup exchange and said, and another thing. I learned I'm going to have a good time today. Looking forward to meeting the boys and girls down at Harlem Park Elementary Middle School. Going to MC an event. Baltimore Orioles and Cal Ripken Senior Foundation to cut ribbon. On the new STEM Center and announce plans to impact Baltimore City students in celebration of 2131 anniversary. Going to MC that event today. Looking very much forward to that. I'll see you guys at 1 o'clock. Birthdays in sports. Bill Mazeroski celebrates his 89th birthday today. Jeff Brantley, former pitcher and current broadcaster, turns 62 today. Tim McGuire also turns 62 today. Brad Hopkins turns 55 today. You remember Nazir Muhammad, basketball player?
Yeah.
48 today. And I got 2 ladies for you. You guys know who Rose McGowan is, right?
Yes.
The lady played in Charm. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Ooh. All right.
She used to date Marilyn Manson.
Did not know that. Joe, Stacey Dales, Rose McGowan, both share a birthday today. Who's older?
Isn't it Stacey Dales Schumann now or something?
Stacey Dales.
She married Dan Schumann?
No, I don't know if she married, but I thought she was a hyphenated.
You say Stacey Dales? Okay.
Yes.
Sarah May?
Yeah, I'm going to go Stacey Dales.
You going Stacey Dales?
I'll go McGowan.
You going McGowan? All right. Ed, what did you do before you were radio?
Police officer.
In the police officers, you investigate, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rose McGowan, 52. Stacey Dales, 46. Ed did better investigating than you. Quick.
You don't know.
Yes.
Apparently I did.
No, I was talking to Rob. You knew.
What you got over there, Jeremy?
How do you know when you've added enough jelly to your sandwich?
I don't know.
When it's jam-packed.
Oh.
I've started telling everyone about the benefits of eating dried grapes. It's simply all about raisin awareness.
Raisin
awareness.
You didn't say it right.
I did.
It's all about raisin awareness.
I said raisin awareness. What do you think I said? I didn't say raising. All right. Here we go. A blind girl rejected me when I asked her out, which was really weird for me since she said she wasn't seeing anyone.
Ew,
that was a bad one.
Rim shot that one?
Have I told you the ceiling joke? Never mind. It's a little above your head. Did you know deer balls are the cheapest meat you can get? They're under a buck.
Yeah. What's that about? No. You don't get the drum roll that because when I said that, you said boo, Joe. You said boo.
I can't believe how many people use the same word to describe how drunk a person walks. How a drunk person walks. Excuse me. It's staggering. Are we on the last one, Joe? Or do I got time for a couple more? Here, I'll try to get a few in. Let me see what I can do. Did you hear that FedEx and UPS were merging? They're going to be called FedUps. here we go. I'll just give you the last one, the headliner, because this one's always fun. And I think I've told you guys this before. But if you don't know, why do scuba divers always fall backwards out of the boat? Because if they did it the other way, they'd still be in the damn boat.
Right.
Hey-o, boat joke. Enjoy your weekend.
Like, I'm just picturing.
You're like, wow, I always wondered why they do that.
You hit your head.
That's not what you got to envision.
It's dangerous.
What are you accomplishing? Vinny and Handy up next. Evidently, Bob Handy is in and not Cordell. I thought it was going to be Cordell today.
That was the old promo.
That's the old promo. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.